Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. I have tried to warn people that it's about to get very, very disturbing here in our beloved Commonwealth. And there are going to be a boatload of people that are going to just pick up and go. You know it, and I know it. I don't know whether that's good or bad. I'm just giving you the lay of the land here, kids. You heard there in the Charles Piles sort of newscast that the Democrats are going to introduce legislation to mandate that you get a license from them to buy a gun. It is insane. It is dangerous. It's a violation of our constitutional rights. And you know what? They don't care. I am sometimes amazed at the level of ignorance that some people on the left have regarding firearms. I'm going to share I'm not going to tell you who told me this, who said this a couple of years back, but I am going to tell you what he said. All right, now you know he's a guy. All right, so 50% of the population now dismissed. Somebody, in fact, I'll tell you this, somebody I work with. Well, there you go, an even smaller amount of people, right? But somebody I work with a number of years ago came to me, and he was convinced he was brilliant. Probably still is. But he said, you know, I got the way to take care of all of this, whether the TSA agents should be armed. I thought, well, I don't know anybody who thinks the TSA agents should be armed. And then, well, there were a couple of stories here, and they said, well, maybe the TSA folks should be, that the whole job should be changed from, I don't know, whatever the hell it is, into a real law enforcement agency. Well, interesting. I mean, we don't need it at RIC. We have the Richmond International Airport Police, own police department. They're fine guys over there. But for the sake of argument, they said, well, yeah, we're thinking now about arming the TSA. Okay. I personally don't think it's a great idea, but that wasn't the point. The point was that this person, proud leftist, big-time Democrat, said, you know, I got this. I think you just arm half of them. But you don't tell anybody who's armed. And that way, you know, nobody will mess with them. And I thought to myself, well, it's exactly the opposite. And this indicates your complete and total ignorance in terms of firearms and responsible firearms ownership and usage. If you're a criminal and you think that half of the people you're going to encounter are armed, are you going to be afraid of them, or are you going to take out everybody who's wearing that uniform? Right? We're talking about criminals. If your concern as a criminal is that half of the folks at TSA are going to be armed, you're not going to be afraid. You're simply going to take out everybody at TSA that you encounter. That's the way the criminal mind works. And I realize that there is such a fundamental lack of understanding about firearms on the part of so many leftists. It's the same exact argument that some people make about school teachers, right? Because I happen to think if the school teachers are willing to be armed after being trained, I'm all for it. But there are those who are saying, well, you just arm some of them and you don't tell anybody who's been through the training. And I thought, well, once again, it would be far more effective if you knew that there was some sort of standardization. Do you carry a firearm? I'm not going to ask you. Well, let me rephrase that. I am asking you. You don't have to tell me. You know, I talk about the U.S. Concealed Carry Association all the time, so you know where I am. I can remember being at one of those politics and pints things. And Howard, you know Howard Gutman, hosts the Howard Gutman Vanity Hour on Saturdays. And I love Howard. I think that, he's a sweetheart. He's nuts, but he's a sweetheart. And Howard was making some sort of argument against guns. And nobody needs them, and nobody should have them. Well, Howard, thank God for you that there are some of us who don't agree with you, and I'm here to tell you that if your life were in danger, I would still be willing to protect you and defend you. And you could that way still make your ridiculous arguments against people having firearms, even though somebody with a firearm actually would have just saved your life. I'm puzzled by some of this. I really am. I just have to shake my head at some of the comments that some people make, and you think, wow, clueless, just completely, totally clueless. And then you go that extra step and you say, okay, now, are you clueless because you're simply uninformed and I could inform you and educate you? Or are you willingly uninformed? Are you building your own narrative in your head? That's the group that becomes so dangerous. All right, speaking of dangerous, I almost said MSNBC. Well, they've still got the three MSNs. Ms. Now? Well, you know what I'm talking about. The thing that used to be called MSNBC, which is your tip-off. Hold on a second. To take a sip of whatever it is that you're drinking, because you're going to hear stuff now. If you're taking a drink while you hear this stuff, you're then going to do a spit take, and it's either going to be on your laptop or on your windshield. Either way, I don't want to be responsible for any sort of injuries that might ensue. So sip now, because MS something or other, cut number one.
You know, but in Chicago this week, ICE was forced to release in federal court, information of the 607 immigrants they've detained. Only 16 were in any way deemed to be a threat to anybody's safety. So 97% of people are either U.S. citizens or people who are here seeking asylum and not causing anybody any harm.
Yeah, so this threat is an interesting thing, Christina, because Donald Trump started by saying it was murderers and rapists when he started his first election. But then it became about, terrorists or whatever the case is, MS-13, everybody was MS-13 or Tren de Aragua. They seem to just have skipped all that part.
Yeah. No, we're not there anymore. Now it's just brown people who shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
That is part of the larger Trump administration project, and Republicans have to own it. They're in lockstep with the president. So he's essentially saying, we can pick up brown people off the street. It doesn't matter if they're documented or undocumented. I mean, they use that horrible language of legal and illegal, which is Absolutely.
Right, because, and Brad has made this point, that you can be undocumented and be going through a legal process on an ongoing basis at 26 Federal Plaza, and then they lock you up.
And how are we to know? And so the fact that so many communities are living in fear, right, the fact that ICE agents are coming and just observing, you know, soup kitchens, they're observing people going to work, they're observing people dropping their kids off of school, the point is to terrorize people.
Right.
Yeah, listen, assorted nattering nabobs, the idea that you don't like the term illegal, I know that horrible term illegal, I'm sorry, that's what the law says. It says illegal. Now, if you want to change it, then by all means, have at it and change it. But I like to use those terms that are actually legal. Oh, and speaking of legal versus illegal, nobody's ever said, oh, we're going to find the brown people and take them off the streets. What the president, what every part of DHS, what every part of ICE, what everybody who is an HSI person or on the border one way or another says is we have legal and we have illegal. That's it. That's the only distinction. I don't care what color you are. I don't care where you came from. And this idea, well, they're not dangerous. They're not. They are dangerous. These are folks who are, by the very definition of criminals. Believe it or not, we have more of this insanity. Now, I'm going to share it with you because, well, I just feel compelled to. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Yeah, right at 4:20, there was some sort of a weed spot, which reminds me, yes, I will be sharing my my annual Jewish guy buys a Christmas tree story, falls in love. It wasn't necessarily in that exact order, but, you know, there you have it. No, I'll do that this year. And I've got the brine recipe. If you'd like to dunk your bird soon, I will get that up on my social media platforms probably today. I'm going to try and get it done today. You know, you believe me, you still got plenty of time to get it done. All right, I'm taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 804 Berkeley and Mechanicsville says, hey, Jeff, I'm pretty much one-issue voter, and guns is the one. Yeah. I hear you. What kind of price do you think the Dems will try to bilk out of us for a purchase license? Yearly purchase, I'll bet, too. I don't know. I don't know if they would go for a yearly license or if they like you, they want to make you go and get one each and every time you want to purchase one firearm, which is why I'm telling everybody. I don't know what's left at New American Arms, 6017 West Broad Street in the West End. Tony's got a few things that he's holding for me. Just because I happen to think now's the time to go and load up. Seriously. You got the Democrats coming in who want to start issuing licenses to be able to purchase a firearm. You know how difficult this is about to get? 804 says, Jeff, I haven't lost hope in the Second Amendment issues as long as we have the Supreme Court justices for now. The latest rulings on illegal state laws are actually being struck down. And I open carry, Jeff, for two reasons. I would rather be the first target than a child or a woman. And secondly, hopefully the concealed carry person will handle the shooter. That's Larry in Chesterfield. Okay. I got that. 804 says, Jeff, hope all the idiots in Southwest Virginia who didn't bother to vote are going to like having their guns taken away. Well, we're about to see, I guess. 804 says, hey, Jeff, I think a concealed carry permit is enough of a license. I'm with you on that. I'm totally with you on that. I really am. We got some happy stuff to talk about. Believe me, 435, my friend TJ Leonard from Tom Leonard's Farmers Market is going to be along, and we will be having a good time talking about Thanksgiving and Christmas. The trees are in. They're unloading the trucks. And he's got the Katz family, Casa Katz official Christmas tree put aside. And I'm going to go over and get it pretty soon, I'll tell you that. Do we have the view? I don't know if we have enough time here, Germ. Can we do cut number five?
Said this is not original. I forget which politician said it. That wokeism is about racism, really.
That's,
do you agree with that?
Well, the has been completely co-opted and changed
into
something different.
It's been co-opted and bastardized, but yeah, I believe that
to be aware of inequity and injustice is to be woke. And so now they've turned it around, like it's a bad thing to be aware that someone is suffering, that someone doesn't have the same opportunity. And I think it's ridiculous that people don't see what this country was founded on and what this country still is sickened with.
I think
it's a sick country. It's a racist original country.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to leave it right there. I know I didn't even warn you that it was the Yakking Yentas of The View, but I did say The View, so there you have it. All right, let's do some fun stuff. All right, we're going to talk Thanksgiving. We're going to talk Christmas. We got trees. We got turkeys. We got food, man. And for those of us that are foodies, no place better than Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market in Short Pump. T.J. Leonard, the man at Tom Leonard's, going to be with us at 4:35. It is 4:26. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is, well, you know what it is, right? It's Friday Eve. It's 1 week to Thanksgiving. And I can tell you this, I love Thanksgiving. I think of all the holidays where cooking is fun, cooking in the Katz family house for Thanksgiving is amongst the most fun that we have, honest to goodness, because we've developed this great tradition. Heidi does amazing things with the turkey. We have a rotisserie that she uses, and it's just always delicious. So she...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
He handles that, and that's a project for her. And I do the sides. I love making, I make a corn pudding that everybody seems to love. I make homemade cranberry sauce, a few other things. And you know, just because I've shared it with you over the years, We always go to Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market in Short Pump, and it's also the place that we get the Christmas tree and everything else. The Christmas market over there, I think, is in full operation. I saw a video this morning of trees being unloaded. So I got to get to the bottom of all of this. My friend TJ Leonard, one of the finest guys that I know, and I'm going to say a fellow foodie, a guy who knows a thing or two about a thing or two involving food, is with us. TJ, thank you for being here, sir. No TJ?
Oh, wait, am I there?
Oh, there you are. Yes, you are there. And you look great, by the way.
Thank you. Gobble, gobble.
I am going to find out from you what the heck is going on, man. How are we doing a week from Thanksgiving? Is everybody cooked and ready to go, or we still got time? What's happening?
Everybody's ready. We have your famous turkey brine recipe.
Yes.
That we're testing alongside our famous turkey brine recipe this year. There will be a taste test at Tom Leonard's house on Thanksgiving. We're doing them side by side.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, I want a full report because, you know, I love what the Leonards do, and I'm a big fan. But this brine recipe, I'm telling you, TJ, I have developed it over the years. There's a lot of stuff in there, but if you're going to dunk a bird, man, that's the stuff your bird wants to dive into. I'm just here to tell you that.
Listen, I'm an honest guy. I'm going to give you a full report. We'll even share leftovers.
Sweet. I love it, man. Are there any turkeys left? Because I saw a sign on, Lidl, Lidl, whatever that store is. They got these big 8x10s out front saying whatever the turkey was they were offering, they're out of it.
Yeah, we have no shortage of turkeys at Tom Leonard's. Like I said, we spoke a few weeks ago. We work with local farms here in Virginia and then a great Amish farmer up in Pennsylvania. Ooh. All fresh turkeys. There's no shortage of fresh turkeys. That Amish grower, as a matter of fact, fun side note here, he actually sells the turkeys that they use at the White House. So if you want to eat the same turkey that Trump is eating, we sell them at Tom Leonard's.
I love that. Now, do those birds have a bit of an attitude because, you know, their cousins are going to the White House or they're just, you know, fulfilling their turkey duty?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I never spoke to one of them, the ones that we get, but I've spoken to them at the farm, and they certainly have an attitude.
Turkeys are very smart creatures, and they are tasty. It's a bad combination for them, but really good for the rest of us.
What they love, when we were up there at their free range facility up there, you know, you go up and you whistle and they go absolutely nuts. I'll share a video with you sometimes. They go crazy. They love it.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, let me see that. What are you doing this year? Now, you're going to do the taste test, which I really do appreciate because I'm not blowing smoke here. I value your opinion. If you do my brine and think, yeah, you know, that's good, but I would go a little less with this, or I definitely want to hear it. But give us an idea. What is the Leonard family going to do? I mean, we all come into Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market and get our stuff, but tell me what the Leonard family does at Christmas and at Thanksgiving.
Oh, I had it.
And at everything.
I had a day today you would have been jealous of. I was back in the kitchen testing all the sides that our catering department is putting out starting tomorrow. A little more butter here, a little more salt there. I get to basically have two Thanksgivings this year. It was spectacular.
Oh my gosh.
Mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, sweet potato mousse, stuffing, all the fixings. It was awesome.
Wow. Wow. Now, what if somebody's coming into Tom Leonard and says, look, we'll get some of your sides, but we want to make some of our own stuff. There's plenty of stuff for them to get, right?
All local, all the side dishes that you want on your Thanksgiving table, you can get at Tom Leonard's with all fresh and local ingredients. Sweet potatoes, collard greens, Brussels sprouts, you know, carrots. It's all local right now. It's all super fresh. Okay. This is, you know, a great, great, great time to be cooking.
I am always puzzled by collards. I never know exactly what I should do with collard greens. What do you do with them, TJ?
Well, you know, I like my collard greens the same way you'll find them at a barbecue restaurant, really, with that apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
And plenty of pork fat.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought, and I think that's the secret. I think you could cover one of us in that, and we would be almost as tasty as the collard greens.
be ecstatic. Yeah, yeah, love it.
Yeah, I love that. What about desserts, though? I mean, because this is one I think people get puzzled sometimes. Everybody wants to do a pumpkin pie, which I love, and I'm nothing against pumpkin pie, but you know, sometimes it's nice to sort of shake it up a little bit.
We are doing cannoli flatters this year, something new and special.
Wait a minute. Don't lie to me on my very own program. That's not fair.
Yep. We got the idea from Stu Leonard's up there. They do a lot with cannoli platters up there in the Northeast, so we figured we'd give it a try.
Okay.
So if you want to blow your guests' socks off, cannoli platters made fresh all day. You know, plus we've got all the staple pies: pumpkin, pecan, sweet potato, apple, cherry, blueberry, anything you want.
Okay. Well, I love
it. You can't go wrong with pies. It's Thanksgiving.
Whatever pie it is the perfect color, perfect size. No need to take it back. We'll take care of it right here, my friend. That is an easy one. And with Christmas coming so early this year in terms of Thanksgiving, right? Because this is the latest that Thanksgiving can be, the very last Thursday. So people keep saying to me, Jeff, did you know Christmas is early this year? And I said, well, no, it's still December 25th. And it's like, I mean, I get it. I'm a little behind the curve on some of the Christmas stuff, maybe, but come on. But I get what they're saying. It's the latest possible Thanksgiving. Are you getting people into Tom Leonard's Farmers Market saying, hey, you know what? We're doing the tree right at Thanksgiving. Let's just cut out the middleman.
Well, we've had trees for 4 days now.
Wow.
We've been getting a full load of trees every day for the last 4 days, just trying to get ready for that first big weekend after Thanksgiving. And we have sold one of those full loads already. So about 800 Christmas trees. So people are out. Customers are out. They're looking to get Christmas started. You know, I think it has more to do with the date than Thanksgiving itself. You know, around the 20th of November. If you're gonna buy a fresh, premium grade Christmas tree, you want to get your money's worth out of it. They're gonna set it up now. I mean, I sent you the picture of Stuart and I. We were setting ours up the other night.
I loved it. Boy, that tree looks great, by the way. Now, little Stuart looks fantastic, of course. You look like you've been through the ringer, my friend. You had a lot of work to do, but just what a beautiful photo. You and the little guy in the big tree. Is he excited?
He loves Christmas. I mean, he is just so excited. We had the Christmas music on. He was dancing all around the house. We had such a good time the other night decorating that tree.
Love it, man. Tell me about the trees, because this is another thing that I've learned through the years. Your dad smartened me up to this a long time ago, and of course you're maintaining all of this in beautiful fashion. These are fundamentally Virginia Christmas trees, right?
They're all Virginia grown Christmas trees. Andy, myself, and my dad actually went out there. It's Elk Point, Virginia. It's down in Southwest Virginia. A great family farm out there that we actually found through the governor's office. They were able to connect us through the Department of Ag with this phenomenal grower. They exclusively grow premium grade Fraser firs. It is an absolutely phenomenal farm. And we went out there and actually looked at the trees that they were getting ready to cut for, you know, to bring to Tom Leonard's. It was actually pretty cool. It was a gorgeous day out there in the valley. You know, all the leaves were changing. It was like one of those picturesque, perfect blue sky days, and I felt really lucky to be able to do it.
Wow. Oh, that's incredible. So the very trees that are being sold at Tom Leonard's Farmers Market in Short Pump right now, you and Andy and your dad were out there, and you saw them as they were being cut down. That is such a cool piece of this.
I thought so too. But yeah, all premium grade, the best you can buy, guaranteed to last through Christmas. They're fresh cut. You can't get a fresher Christmas tree. And one of the reasons we've been voted best place to buy your Christmas tree for over 20 years.
Wow. Well, we got to keep that one going. That's, as you know, I have been saved over the years. I was relieved of Christmas tree purchasing duties many years ago when even Charlie Brown looked at me and went, ha, that's not a tree. So I can just come in there and you know what we need and we get it.
I had yours picked out as it was coming off the truck today.
I love it. I love it. We are so excited about that. Oh, my goodness. All right. Now, a couple of other things I want to know, because, again, T.J. Leonard from Tom Leonard's Farmers Market is not just the guy getting you all of the local produce, all of these local turkeys, the local Virginia trees, premium grade, but he's also somebody who knows his way around the kitchen. I am getting ready. Now, you and I, the last time we chatted, we were talking about cranberry sauce. Cranberry sauce ought to be made, in my opinion, fresh. It's pretty easy to do, right? You suggested pomegranate seeds. You put pomegranate seeds in your cranberry sauce. I haven't done it yet, so I just need to know, do they explode or do they stay kind of together?
A little bit of both. Yeah, okay. You get that crunch from the seed. I mean, it's peak pomegranate season right now. Okay. Unfortunately, you can't get them local, but it's peak pomegranate season right now, so the flavor profile is out of this world. I think that's kind of how they ended up making their way into the cranberry sauce. They're so good. A little squeeze of orange, some fresh cranberries, some sugar. You can't go wrong. It's phenomenal.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to give that a try. And I'm always curious because when you can get fresh cranberries, obviously you can't get them all year round, but can you really take the fresh cranberries and freeze them and use them throughout the year?
I don't see why you can't. You can do it with grapes. I don't see why you can't do it with cranberries.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to know before I invested in more cranberries, because there's just something about that fresh cranberry sauce that, at least for me, I mean, to me, that's the taste that pulls it all together. All right. Here's a very personal question. Are you or are you not one of those people who doesn't let the food on the Thanksgiving plate touch?
Well, I think they all go. All those flavors got to melt together. Yes. Well, I mean, you get the perfect bite when you get it all that mixes together.
There you go. All right. Well, I'm glad that we are on the same page, because I don't mention it to Heidi the next time you see her, but she gets outraged thinking that the food is going to play together. And right? I mean, she's crazy.
I'll give her some dividers when she comes to pick up the tree.
I love it. I love it. Well, listen, while we're talking Thanksgiving and we're talking Christmas trees, what about specials for Christmas dinners, because people do some really delicious things, but you always have a lot of different variations available.
Christmas is coming. Yep, that's right around the corner. That's certainly a much more of a red meat holiday. And we are in the works putting together the specials for that right now. The beef tenderloin, the prime rib roast, the standing rib roast. It'll all be there and all custom cut free by the butchers exactly how you want it. Nobody else in Richmond does that, which is pretty cool. I have customers telling me that all the time.
That's right.
But we will be ready, I can promise you. But we're focused on selling turkeys this week, and then, you know, just like a light switch, it'll switch right over to red meat come December 1st.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get you back. Obviously, we're going to talk a lot about what you guys are doing for Christmas. And folks, right now, when they go over to get their Thanksgiving stuff and get some of the Christmas stuff as the trees are coming off the truck, let me ask you about the turkey sizes. This is another question, because if somebody's got a huge family coming over, what should they be ballparking in terms of, I mean, is it like a pound a person? Is it 10 pounds a person? How do you make that work?
Well, if you're feeding, you know, members of the Washington Commanders, you might want to size up a little bit on your bird. But for the average person, it's about a pound and a quarter is what we recommend. My uncle says a pound and a half, but we always have leftovers when we have it at Stu's house.
Okay.
So if you want plenty of leftovers, pound and a half. Pound and a quarter, though, is a plenty, pre-cooking weight.
Okay. All right. Well, I like that. And we're going to do the brine off. You'll be doing the comparison, and I am looking forward to that expert analysis. Now, you've seen my recipe. What's different about your recipe there, TJ?
Can't share our recipe. Then everybody will make it.
Oh, wow.
Now, we use a lot of wine, fresh herbs. There's leeks. There's carrots. Okay. Different onions, a whole bunch of spices. I mean, there's, you know, we do so many pre-brined turkeys for our catering team, for our catering menu. You know, they just dump, I want to say, like 5-gallon containers of bay leaves and things in these brines. I mean, it's crazy how many spices we use. But there's a lot in it. Just like yours, there's a lot of ingredients in there, and just finding the right balance is the whole key.
Exactly. All right. Well, I'm excited about this for any number of reasons, but the idea that I would have an expert like TJ Leonard and the Leonard family give me some feedback on my brine versus the Tom Leonard farmer's market brine, that's exciting. I'm going to see. I think I told you. I'm going to drop by on Saturday. I got to come in and do the little car show with my buddy Stan. So I'm going to swing by and get the bird and get the tree and, you know, get everything, man, because there's no place better than Tom Leonard's farmer's market.
We're excited. We can't wait to see you.
I love it. Thank you, my friend. That is TJ Leonard from Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market. And I'm not kidding you when I tell you, I already texted TJ because he had the nerve, God bless him, I love the guy, of sending me a video. He had already picked out the Katz family tree. Seriously. If I can figure out how to post the video, I will post it. If I can't figure it out, you're just going to have to take my word for it. Coming up at 5:05, Brandon Beach, who is the treasurer of the United States of America. Do we have any money in the account? I'm going to have to ask him about that. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Remember, Treasurer of the United States, Brandon Beach, is going to be with us just a few moments from now. I am taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. CK in Richmond says, Jeff, there's still time. Go get your permits, get your guns now. I'm with you. My suggestion, again, New American Arms, 6017 West Broad Street in the West End.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Richmond's only local gun store. It's the only one. It's the best one. It's mine. I go over and deal with Tony. Like I said, Tony's got one or two things he's put under the counter for me. That's good. 804, Jeff, that idiot Marjorie Taylor Greene went on The View and sold out. Yeah, she's been really demonstrating for everybody what a whack job she's become. I don't know. 3D at Hanover says, Jeff, we're probably going to see a firearms owner ID card similar to what Illinois instituted back in the 60s. This is Mike in Chesterfield says, Jeff, I'm from New Jersey. There you have to go get a permit from the local police department whenever you wish to purchase a handgun. If that's not bad enough, when you check on the status of your permit, you're told, oh, we've misplaced your paperwork. You'll need to reapply. This goes on until you either give up or police get tired of seeing you. I can see that scenario playing out right here. Yep. Again, rough sledding coming our way. The Treasurer of the United States, Brandon Beach, joins us just moments from now. It is 4:56. Jeff Katz, News Radio WR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.